Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Why is it just playing with music? Oh, is the music still on? Well, I'm going to reconnect us. Okay, I think we're on. Hey, you guys, I don't know what kind of difficulties we're new to this, so if you can hear us. Okay, we can hear you. Okay, they can hear us. I'm sorry. Our apologies. This is our first time doing this, so we don't really know the system and things like that. But we are Christina and Jessica, psychic twins, and we are taking over Nancy's show today. She couldn't make it on our show, so we're going to kind of just talk about, you know, manifesting and being twin psychics and what it's like. And, of course, we'll take your guys' calls. We do twin readings, and we've been psychic, oh my gosh, our whole life, so you'll kind of get a double whammy and get both of us to pick up your energy and give you a reading. So we encourage all the calls. If you have questions, you can put them in the chat room too, and we can go from there. And I want to let the listeners know too that December 22nd will be on the show with Nancy, and we're going to make predictions for 2009. We have a lot of fun with those. In fact, on our website, if you go to contactpsychics.com, you can see the predictions that we made last year, which for 2008, which about 85% came true. And so we really do have a lot of fun with those. We make celebrity predictions. We do world politics, health, tons of different predictions. So
yeah, we usually make them about in December. So that's why we're going to make them soon. We haven't done our 2009 predictions, and we might even get into a few that we predict. Somebody asked in the chat room, do you take questions from the chat room? Yes. If you have questions, you can go ahead and ask them in the chat room, and we'll take those as well. We just need the name and the question. We could get straight into asking, we have some callers already lined up, so we can go ahead and just take questions if we want. You want to do that, Christina?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so it's Raven and Avalon, our names, Jessica and Christina, and Contact Psychics is our website. We'll take our first call from Gemini Eyes.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
So what can we look into for you? What's going on?
Well, I don't know if I have necessarily a specific question. I'm kind of just curious what would come up, if that's possible.
Yeah. Okay. What's your first name?
My name is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Okay. So just on general, just like now, it's, what are you wanting us to pick up? To things in the near future or things in the distant future?
Could I say things in the present or?
Well, I mean, yeah, but the thing is, I mean, do you have a certain question about the present? Or a certain area to focus on? Go ahead.
If there's anything, could I say maybe if there's anywhere, like, there's any light to be shed just to make my past brighter, maybe any advice or just any insights?
Okay. Let's take a look here. Okay, your name is Jacqueline, okay. See, I'll start first, Jess, and you can kind of chime in on what you're picking up. You know, the thing is, what's interesting is a lot of times when people just say, okay, pick up the present, it's like we have to kind of know what you're wanting us to pick up. It's like the more clear the information or the more clear the question, the more clear the answer. But just generally what I'm picking up right now is when I connect your energy, I see a lot of confusion and a lot of guilt. So I think you need to release something, you need to release guilt, and there are people around you or a person in particular around you that I feel like is causing the pain or is causing the things that are kind of creating this confusion with you. But it's almost like if you kind of just release that person, I feel like, now this doesn't mean cut them out entirely of your life, but like I think you just release the past. It feels like things get better for you. Have you already tried that?
Well, I'm kind of curious if I could, I kind of have a guess on who the person is. I don't, but I'm not 100% if I say the first letter of their name or something. Could I?
Okay, that's fine. Well, it's a male. I pick up a male energy.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a male?
I was thinking a male, but I'm kind of thinking of two males, one a family member and one not.
Well, this is a family member.
It is a family member.
Mm-hmm.
His name starts with an S. Does that work? Or?
I don't know. I don't know his name, but the energy I'm getting is it's a family member, and it's a male. I feel like it's somebody from your past, and it's whatever, for some reason, you may not even consciously be aware of this. Like, maybe if you, it's one of those things you have to really kind of break down the barriers of the problem in the relationship, but it's for some reason you're feeling guilty and you don't even realize it, or you're feeling like you're holding on to something. You have to kind of release that. I feel like that will help with your future relationships, just for relationships in general.
Oh boy, I can't even figure out which one it is, but okay.
Jessica, do you have anything that you see?
You know, when I pick up on her energy, I'm seeing something with a relationship coming up, giving more love energy. And so it's not really, I don't necessarily pick up like a past kind of issue. I get more of a relationship that's going to improve or get, or you're going to have a relationship that's going to be different from the relationships you've had.
Okay.
Something with a relationship. Are you in a relationship now?
No.
Maybe I'm picking up this relationship being something that's not, you're not used to, or a much better, like much cleaner relationship in the sense of healthier and like true love, good love. I think that would be, I think I see love for you in 2009.
Oh yeah. And it's with somebody you can trust and somebody that you can kind of open up to, and you know, you won't have a huge wall up when you first meet this person either, which is always good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I hope you guys have a really, really great show, and I look forward to maybe being able to listen to you guys also on the 22nd.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, well, we have more callers, so let's go ahead and just jump right into it. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, and, you know, let me look in the chat room real quick, because I know somebody had a question in the chat room, and we'll try to get to that, too. So if you have a question, just kind of, because I'm kind of, Tom had a question. You can go ahead and type it in now, and we'll get to that as well. Right here is, can you tell me if I'm a star child, or is it in my imagination? Like, everybody in my family thinks I am. Plus, can I ask something else? Okay, can you tell me if I'm a star child? Christina, do you know what a star child is?
I don't. I think what he's asking is he's got something special about him intuitively, like indigo in a way.
Mm.
Like an indigo child, where he's got something very intuitive, or he's connected. When I connect to him, he said his name was Tom.
Mm-hmm.
When I connect him, he works very well with energy and his hands. I think that he sees things. I don't think he's crazy. Like, you know, some people be like if he told people the things that he's experienced, I think people would be like, oh, my gosh, that's just impossible. But he's got to be around the right kind of people that are in tune as well and believe it, because I definitely think that he has seen the things he saw. I think he's felt energy. So I definitely think that he's got something unique about him, yeah.
Yes, very much so. Oh, yeah, I get very strong energy, definitely. Oh, yeah. Can see visions. I see him seeing visions of the future. Okay, well, we'll go right into another call. Let's see. It's 248, the area code is what I'm going to come there, I think, if I can get there. We might have problems here. Are you
is
there, 248?
Oh, okay.
Let me try. I don't understand why I'm so bad at this. I push the unmute, and it doesn't unmute them.
Maybe you can try somebody else?
Okay, I try all of them. Maybe I should reboot into it.
Yeah, try that. That way we can get the call. So if you've been disconnected, if you're listening, you've been disconnected, call back. Be patient. We apologize. She'll reboot and hopefully be able to unmute you because we won't be able to read your mind. I mean, we'll be able to answer your questions, but we won't be able to read your mind. So you'll have to ask us a question. So while she's doing that, we wanted to kind of talk about today, let you guys kind of know what's going on with us and Nancy in the future. Like I said, we have a show the 22nd. We'll be doing predictions. Nancy has had us fill in today. She will be back. Don't think that we're taking over her show because we're not. We're just visiting today and giving some readings. I'm sure you guys know her website. NancyMatz.com is her personal site. And then we do have connections on her dating relationship, psychic.com on her website. So we're on there as well. And then like I said, if you want to check out our predictions for 2008, you can go to contactpsychics.com. And up on the top, we put our year predictions. And we do encourage calls, so call in, you guys. We really want to hear from you.
Well, the thing is, Christina, here's the thing, though. I got closed out of it, and I go back into Blog Talk, and it's saying it's under maintenance, and I can't get in.
Really? Do you think they're even hearing us right now?
I hope so. Yeah, I think they're hearing us, but I can't get into Blog Talk to get to my screen.
They're doing maintenance. Maybe they have they're doing some kind of
Now let me in. But I don't know. You gotta come put the password and stuff in, because I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Here. Go ahead and just talk to them while I go do that.
Okay, oh my gosh. They're probably thinking, we want Nancy back. You know, while we're waiting, probably take a couple of minutes, you know, definitely get some questions. Someone had a question in the chat room about their back, and I had read that, and so I'll answer that question. You know, when I pick it up energetically, I do see some more problems with your back. I definitely see this as something that's going to take a while to fix. Or get better. And when I say fix, I'm seeing something. If you have not gone to the doctor, I see you having, and I know this isn't the best news, but I see you having to go to the doctor and get some kind of, I want to say surgery or back, some kind of operation on your back to fix the problem. And I see that will be, I think in the middle of 2009 is when something significant with your back happens. I know that seems like a long time. You're going to have your highs and lows with this, so I don't see it being as painful as it is now. It'll get better, and then it seems like it spurs back up. It's like a wave, so to speak. But I do see more problems with your back. And unfortunately, I know that sucks, but I don't think it's going to be a forever thing, which is the good news. So if you haven't been to the doctor yet, I see you going to two different doctors. I see a female and a male, actually. I think you might go to a female first and see a male second. That might be the person that's going to fix your problem. All right, are we ready to take more calls? Yeah, we are. 856 area code is on the air. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, my name is Juliana. I didn't know your phone was working, so I just sent it in chat room. But my question is somewhat general, but I will just ask you. Year 2009, I would like to know what's in store for me, especially in focusing on job and finance.
Okay, and that's the direction I was picking up first with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a little struggle financially. I think it's having something to do with maintaining or
building up savings and having money where you're feeling secure. I mean, I think you're making ends meet, but I don't feel like a security. I am seeing job with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if are you currently working now?
No, I'm looking for a career position.
Okay, I feel like you'll get, because I was seeing, and the reason I asked if you're working now is because I'm seeing like a new position, so I wasn't sure if you were looking or if you're going to switch jobs. I am seeing a position for you, though, and I feel like, and it feels to me like, I don't know, it's like you really got a resource, because I think it's very hard to find what you're looking for, but you need a resource. And I do sense a job coming in for you, and I think it's going to be around the new year. So I think it's going to be January, February, March, one of those 3 months. Now, I know you're probably thinking, I can't wait that long. I need money now. I need income. But I feel like just wait a little bit longer. You will get the position you're looking for. Because I think with you, you want to be happy as well with your career. You want to be, you know what I mean? You don't just want to, it's like you want to go to work and be happy as well. So it's definitely a job that you're looking for, you'll get. Let me get Jessica. It's going to help you financially, too. I think 2009, that'll make your year better and good, and you'll get your savings. I definitely see you. Yeah, you're going to be working, but is there somebody that you're helping or going to be helping take care of, like an older woman?
Older woman?
Yeah,
My mother?
Is your mother around you? Like, I mean, do you live with her?
I'm staying with her right now because
they're
in poor health. My parents are in poor health.
Okay, so I'm picking that up, yeah. So I do see you, that's the first thing I got is I see you staying with your mother, and that's how you're going to be able to save this money from this job is by staying there and helping her with her health.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, with your parents, I do think that the health issues, it's not going to be an improvement of 100%, unfortunately. But I do see a little bit of releasement of your mother's health a little bit better, where you seem a little bit less stressed. So either someone comes in and helps you, or you're not having to do as much, because I see your stress level going down just a little bit as far as the stress of helping them.
Mm-hmm. So let me just ask you. You know getting back to job. I have a couple companies that can I narrow it down and tell you whether they're gonna come through or not.
Yes, and then we'll have to go. We'll have to hurry up and do that, and then go to the next call because we have a few. Okay.
Yes.
So what are they called?
Okay, I'll give you the initial ML.
Okay, and what's the other one?
The other one starts with U.
ML seems maybe, I get the U. The U seems like the better one. I think the ML might be actually laying people off or kind of just with the whole economy thing a little bit. Yeah, so ML is harder to get into, might be better, but U is what will be more sufficient for you.
How about CS?
I get the U. Mm-mm. CS, I mean, yeah, try CS. I do get good energy with that, but I think the U is the first people you'll hear back from.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, here, and then we're getting some more calls, so we'll just go to the next one. What do we got here? 626. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Great.
Hello.
Trying to stay warm, that's about it. What's your name?
There. My name is Frank. I'm in Southern California. We just had a wet storm pass by here.
Oh, wow. So how cold does it get?
Well, right now it's in the high 40s.
You're lucky. I'm where it's -7 right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's not fun. What was your name again?
Yes,
Frank.
My name is Frank. Yes.
Frank, okay, and what can we look into for you?
Yes, I have a court date tomorrow morning at 8:30 with my attorney.
Okay.
And I'd like to see how the outcome and the energy on the other party.
Okay.
What are they feeling or thinking?
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to, I'm trying to pick up on the energy of the other party. Because, see, when I feel like things will be kind of like negotiated or come to a conclusion. Like I get a conclusion. I don't know necessarily if it's going to be tomorrow that you get the conclusion. I don't know. It's hard to say. But at the end result, as I tap into the end result, I feel like you get a conclusion, not necessarily that you're 100% wanting, like maybe it could be a different conclusion that you're wanting, but you'll be okay with it, and obviously you'll be satisfied with it. Like, I feel like
I see good energy with it. Like, I think it's going to go better on your end than maybe it's been out to be portrayed, because I do feel like there's definitely been some lies and some twisting of some stories, or definitely some twisting. Yeah, so when I pick up on it, I see it looking better. Like, the judge is going to look at your case better than it might be portrayed to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, and the other person, which I'm going against, her name is Linda.
You know, I see her feeling kind of guilty in a way, like starting to go, I don't know if this is a good idea, kind of feeling like maybe she made a mistake, or maybe she did some things out of anger. I definitely feel like she feels guilty for something that she's done. So I see her kind of going, God, she's not really wanting to do this tomorrow.
But she's very prideful, though, too. And I think that even if she's feeling that way, she still doesn't want to look wrong or look like, you know what I mean, like look like she's...
Well, yeah, that's how she'll portray it. But deep down, her empathically, and when I pick up on her energy, she's starting to feel a little bit like, oh, I don't know if this is maybe I couldn't. I feel like she's one that might have twisted things a bit. And it's not as bad as it seems, and she's made it seem. But no, she's not going to act like that tomorrow. She'll still have her story. She'll still have her, I still feel like she's going to be, you're not going to be able to get through to her, or really, there won't be very much communication. I still see her being cold with you. But deep down, she's sad. Her energy's sad right now.
Okay, and my other sister, Virginia, because there was two of them which were involved.
I think Virginia kind of sits in the back row. I don't know, maybe she's, it seems like she's got a, like, she kind of has Linda do the talking for her, or Linda do the things for her, but yet she stirs up a lot of stuff, but I think she kind of has Linda be her mouth. She's, I don't know, when I connect to her, she's kind of sitting in the back, just not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? She just doesn't seem like she's confronting or communicating much.
Yeah, so your ladies are very good. Very good.
Thank you.
I'm really impressed. It's the first time I'm speaking to both of you, and wow, I'm really impressed.
Thank you. That's what we do. That's why we're here. So.
And do you see this dragging on for next year?
Pardon me.
Do you see this court issue dragging on? Or next year?
It's going to drag on a little bit, yeah. I think it'll still drag on, don't you? I think it will.
Yeah, it will, but I think this is near the end. This is definitely near the end. Yeah. So
we're almost there. It's like you're almost there, just hang in there a little bit longer.
So I don't need to present any more evidence or get another attorney?
I don't think so, no. I think you're going to start wrapping things up. I think you're almost done.
No, the judge is going to be on your side, so I wouldn't, don't be stressed. I think the judge is going to kind of see more your side, lean on your side than the sisters.
Okay, so I should be there tomorrow in court. And
Yes.
Okay, and my energy?
What would you ask of your energy?
How do you see it or feel it, or there's things blocking my
path. I think you're tired. No, I just think you're tired mentally. I think you want to get some of this stuff out of the way and get back on track and get happy again and not have to worry. I think you've had to deal with so much. You had to deal with other people's, like, bull crap that it's almost like you just want to run in a house and lock the door and say, everybody stay away, So I think you're going to start coming out more and being like, okay, more acceptive to enjoy new and better things in your life. But that's not going to happen until the middle of next year. I think you're still going to continue to be stressed a little bit, and I think you do some changes.
Yes. Wow.
So things will get better for you.
Pardon me?
Things will get better for you. Just hang in there. They will.
Yes, I'm trying to. I'm just letting you know I got a chill right now. And, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And you don't hear anything from my father or mother that have passed?
Not right now, just because with time like this, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't really, it takes me time to get medium readings.
Your name, please?
Oh, Avalon. This is Avalon and Raven. So
So if you want to see more, we have articles. If you want to go on our website, it's contactpsychics.com. We have articles we've written, some predictions we've made, and some affirmations on there if you want to check our website out for some fun stuff on there, okay? And if you want to get a hold of us in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you both.
All right, bye, Frank.
Blessing and love to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We will go to our next caller here. See if I don't jinx myself and actually can unmute him. Well, yeah, 207, are you there? 207, area code?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for waiting on the line patiently.
I guess my question is, will this coming year be better for me?
What's your name?
D.
You know what is so tough with this is, like, it sucks because I want to say yes to everybody, you know, that everything's going to be perfect. But I don't know why, but when I pick up on your energy, it's like you need to do a lot of manifesting. And I know that is kind of a crappy answer, but I feel like you allowed a lot of things in your life that have created the crap, for I guess is the word for it. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to get your tailbone back and your backbone back and get strong again and start changing. Because I really think it's about, this is a power year for you to start changing your life and not allowing. I think a lot of times it's other people's stuff that's made your life kind of go down. You know, trying to help everybody.
Yeah.
I really think.
Yeah, stop being a doormat. And I think too, like I think things are going to get better, but it's got to.
Oh, yeah.
It's a change you've got to consciously make and say, okay, like, I'm going to create positive energy around me, positive people. I'm going to stop allowing some of these things that are happening in my life. I'm not going to allow these people to do this to me anymore. You got to kind of clean out the closet, so to speak, and you'll notice that once you put that positive energy out there, it'll come back.
Do you see another move for me this year, or am I going to stay where I am?
I think you're going to move.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to move, because I do see, it's interesting, when I connect energy, I'm seeing that you need to relocate. I think...
Yeah.
And I think it's weird because I feel like things are even making it to where they're kind of like squeezing you so tight to where you're going to have to move even if you didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you're going to have a choice if you continue, you know, if you were to allow things to be the way they are. I think you're going to move.
Is it going to be out of state?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, I'm seeing something. It's where I'm seeing the East Coast. So I don't know if I don't know if I'm picking up that you live on the East Coast now or if you're going to be moving east. But I'm feeling east.
Okay, I'm up in Maine.
Okay, then maybe I'm seeing where you're living. I think
so
you may go
east. I think you're getting her in the east.
Yeah, see, I'm seeing the east. So I don't know. That's why I say I'm like, okay, I'm confused.
But you're staying on the East Coast. You're staying on the East Coast, so you go down more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and everything will be okay. Is there a gentleman around you, light hair?
Yes.
Okay, I think he goes with you.
Okay.
Yeah. The move is either involving him or something. I see him around you.
And do you see anything around money?
I think you got a penny pinch for a while, but I do think things will get better. I feel like he will help you financially, but I'm seeing... I don't know if I'm seeing, like, disability or if he's not able to work right now, but I'm seeing there'll be a period where he's not able to work.
Uh-huh.
Is he on that right now?
No.
Okay, I see a period, because other than that, I think he'll help you out. This man I see around you, I think he'll help you out financially. So I think no matter what, you'll be okay.
Oh, okay. And no big major anything to look up for or anything to be cautious about?
I don't see anything to be cautious about, no. Do you, Jessica?
Mm-hmm. No, I just see a lot of clearing energy of just kind of change in just the energy and change in the people around you is what I really get. I don't see, you know, any major deaths or nothing like that.
Mm-mm. And I think financially you'll be okay. You're always going to have a roof over your head. He's going to help you, you know, with money. Like I said, I did pick up a slight time where maybe he's like gets injured on the job or he gets like Social Security, something. He's getting government funded money. And that's, I think, the time where you guys may be a little broke, so to speak, but I think other than that, I think he will provide.
Okay.
All right, Dee. Well, it's good talking to you. Hang in there, girl.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Someone keeps asking if we have, Cheryl John asked if we have a show on Blog Talk. You know, we used to have a show on Blog Talk, and we actually had a show that we did on a radio station in Seattle. You can see more of that on our website at contactpsychics.com. But you know what? We might be getting a show back. I don't know. It seems like a lot more people are coming in. I think we started when it first started, so there wasn't
a lot of people. It was very slow. When we first started, there wasn't as many listeners, and so, you know, not a lot of people would show up. And, you know, you only get a few listeners and things like that. It was when the website was first starting. But I know that Nancy, we've been talking to her about coming on the show as well. I know she does this show with her sister Bonnie. So I think that four people, it could probably get really crowded. We do plan on making appearances or filling in for her when she's got stress. I know she has shared with you she's been having some stress with her mom. So she's going to be there, her and her sister are trying to be there for their mom right now. So I know that in these next few months it could be, I even pick up psychically that she'll need us on her show. So we'll be coming around a lot more.
Oh, yeah. We'll probably be the fill-in. So. All right. Well, let's just take some more calls because I kind of know what it's like to be on the other end. It's like, okay, pick me. I want to answer or I want a question. All right. So we're going to take 562. I'm going to mute it here. Gosh, yeah, here I go. Oh, there we go. Okay, 562, are you there?
Yes, I'm sitting here going, pick me.
Yeah. I knew it. I'm like, yes. Okay, and what's your name?
Cheryl John.
Okay, and what question do you have for us?
I have a lawsuit, and I was wondering what you could pick up for me in the next 6 months, and I have a lawsuit. I have it's a medical malpractice. What do you pick up about my lawyer? Is he good? Should I switch? I have a summary judgment in January, a status conference in February, and trial is in March.
Okay, let me see what I get here. I think your lawyer is good. There's something he's doubting. And I don't know if he shared this with you. There's something he's doubting, though. Has he shared that with you?
No. He doesn't
communicate?
No. He's kind of very emotional, everything that's happened to me. I was butchered. It's a medical malpractice. And so he's trying to keep me safe, I guess, because I have good days and bad days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just get with him. He's very wrapped up in this. I get energy of doubt, so I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's doubt. If he's hoping that he gets more information, I'm not sure. I think he'll get it taken care of, though. That's why I do feel like he's a good lawyer. Like, I think he'll do what he needs to do. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you're gonna get money out of this. I do see that. So, and I feel like it will be. Gosh, I want to say it's definitely not less. I mean, it's either the amount that you asked for or a little bit more. Like, I feel like it might even be settled. No, there's a court. There's gonna be a court, but it's not gonna be drawn out. It will be settled. No, but I see when I pick up on it, I see you being well taken care of with this lawsuit. And I like saying that because I usually don't, you know, a lot of times with court stuff, it's like, oh, but I get good energy with it. I mean, the worst is just already what you're going through, the suffering already. That's the worst part is just being in pain and, you know, all of the emotional pain, all that. But you're going to get money out of this, a good chunk.
There's money and then there's money. I got a whole bunch. I got the movie The Secret and they had a monthly newsletter and they sent me a check. And I go, oh, this is interesting. I guess you're supposed to visualize everything. I have a visualization board. I have a check with a whole bunch of zeros. This butcher did a whole bunch of things. I'd be here for a very long time if I told you all the stuff he did. He's got a lot of zeros. And I know that I've had different people say a little bit, a lot. You know, he did a lot of – did a major stuff to me. He assaulted me. I think it's assault, but I don't know what they say in law. I think it's torture, but that's not a legal term.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think that – and I found out that this firm – they represent, I've been on panic mode is basically why I called you, is I found out that this firm that's representing me, and I didn't know this, the attorney that I hired got a job after I hired him with this big firm, and the firm represents legal professionals. They do defense work. And I'm prosecution. I'm plaintiff. And I'm like, oh, shh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so anyway, so what do you pick up on that?
I still think he's going to do it, though. Like, maybe that's why I picked up the doubt. Maybe he's confused about what, you know what I mean? Maybe he's got that doubt because of what he's supposed to be, like, you know, the firm he's going to. You know, I think
he's already.
Yeah. Here. He'll close it up with you. He's going to do his job for you, though.
So stay with him?
I think so, yep. Mm-hmm, yep.
And he's got two people. He's got me and another woman going, two separate lawsuits, suing the same doctor.
Oh, then, yeah, stay with him because he knows, you know. Yeah,
he
this
knows.
Doctor's going to be in trouble. This doctor's definitely in trouble. So I wouldn't stress about it too much because I see it going good, girl. This case is going to sell itself, really.
And also, I get messages sometimes when I'm sleeping, and I got a message, check the handwriting.
I think that just means make sure you read before you sign everything. You know, make sure you know what you're signing.
Oh,
that's what I pick up on that.
Okay, so I was thinking something else. Okay.
All right. Well, we have, you know what, we have, if we run out of callers, I mean, the show, you can call back, but we have some more callers and we have to get to them because we only got like 15, 20 minutes left, so.
Guys, it's fabulous. I hope you get on the show. I'll put you on my favorite.
Thank you. It was good. And you know, feel better. I definitely think things are going to be looking up for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next one in line is 408, so we'll take that call. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Oh, okay. For a second, I thought I was just listening to the radio show, and I'm no longer waiting online or something.
Hi. Hi, Imani.
Oh, boy.
So what question you got for us? We'll have to kind of keep it quick.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to follow the suit of the first caller that you guys had. She wanted to know, like, she wanted to know something in general. I would like to know, in general, what do you see coming up for me in the near future? Like, before the New Year's or by the end of January next year?
Okay, so like a yearly forecast here. Let me see. You're going to move. That's the first thing I get the strongest. I definitely
see
you.
Yeah,
yep.
That too.
Yeah, you're going to move. You're going to move out. You know, I think you might have a roommate. I mean, there's a lot of choice in that, so I don't know if maybe that's something you're thinking about, but I see another female there that's either going to be there all the time or is your roommate, because I don't see you alone. And I
there,
think there'll be...
Is that a couple, like with a kid or something?
There's no kids. No, there's no kids. Do you see kids, Christina?
No.
Is that what you're thinking about? You're thinking about having children? Or, I mean, a couple move in?
Well, actually, I've been looking at different places, and one of the ads I saw, the price is really good, and it's near where I live right now. The transportation to wherever I need to go is really great, and it's an apartment place. I get my own room. I get my own bathroom, almost like my own place. The thing is that it's a couple with a kid. Well, at least they said that they have a kid. I don't know how old the kid is.
Yes, you know, I get a no on that. You're gonna find something better. You're gonna find a better. I mean, the location's good, so that's kind of keeping you there. And you know, the money, the price. But you're gonna find something with about the same price range. Location's not as great. But you're going to like that better. So you might end up moving in with a female roommate.
Yeah, but I guess as long as the money is low and I have a female roommate, I'm pretty good at it. And also have to have some sort of way to get here and there. I was wondering, do you know when I would be able to find that place?
I don't know. I don't know.
January.
I was gonna say I see you find it soon. I don't know, but I don't think you move out in January though. Are you planning on moving out next month?
Yeah, kind of hoping for that.
I don't know. I'm seeing May being a very strong month, but I don't think you're patient enough to wait till May. I don't know why I'm seeing May.
No,
she moved out before then. I think she moved out before then. It's hard. I think it's hard because it's you. You can move out when you really, you know what I mean? There's a lot of just, you got to find that right place. You know what I mean? But I definitely, January is a significant month. So you either move out in January or find this place January and move, you know what I mean? Move in middle to end of January.
Okay. Well, the thing is, my boyfriend, he said that he's going to help me look for places when it comes here at the beginning of January. And I was hoping that, you know, if I can find a place right when he's here and we both agree on that, then I can just move out at that point. That's kind of what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you kind of have that, or is it still not sure what's going on?
I think so. I get energy. You'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just May. May's a good month for some reason. I'm hearing May, like something's going to happen in May. There's going to be some changes in May. I don't know if they are per se, I think, regarding your home, but I feel like but when you ask, will you move out in January with your boyfriend, when your boyfriend comes, they get a yes.
Okay.
But you don't know what's, but May's a good month for 2009. Yeah.
I'm supposed to graduate in May, so that means no more school, no more paying $2,000 every semester for classes I do not like to be taking.
Oh, then that must be why. Maybe that must be what I see. You know, because well, that's awesome. Congratulations on that. That's cool.
Thank you. Well, I'm hoping for it. As long as I don't, you know, mess up, I'm graduating.
Yeah, you will. You will. All right, Himani, thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Good luck with that. Bye. All right, we will take another caller. I just want to make sure I get them all in, because then we have this and another question in the chat room that we'll get to. Sorry, MS Smokey, I promise we'll get to you in a minute. Hang in there. We'll take the 718 number. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Good, how are you?
Good, hanging in there. I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm fighting with it.
Green tea, you got to drink lots of green tea. That always helps me, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm guzzling tea, honey, you name it.
So what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, okay. What's going on? What can we look into for you?
Okay, well, the theme of houses and lawsuits seemed to be a good...
Oh, yeah. Must be the economy, huh?
Yes. Okay, I also have a lawsuit. I'm looking to move to North Carolina in March, preferably. And I was worried about, because I'm looking to buy a home, and also about, you know, I'm looking to go to school because I'm in the process. I'm doing Rohan and Hios and Reiki, so I'm getting training in that currently. So I'm moving down there to be closer to a couple of mentors that I have. But also I'm worried about job-wise, too.
Okay. North Carolina. So you're in North Carolina now, you say, or you're moving to North Carolina?
No, I'm moving to. I'm in New York City right now.
Well, okay.
I have intentions of moving there.
I do see a move. It's so funny, Jessica. Everybody's moving. Everybody's suing.
Yes,
or
I said it's the theme tonight. Moving.
Yeah. No, you're going to move. I definitely see a move for you. I think the move is going to be good. I feel like you'll have a lot of friends. Like a lot of new
love.
People. Huh? I'm getting love. Love, yeah, new romance. Love,
yeah,
friendship. Like a whole new clique.
I was wondering about, too, if I'm going to meet a special person there, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It could be with us there. Mm-hmm. You're eventually going to move with this guy, too. You're going to move with this person.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Move in. He has his own house. And you move in with him because, see, when I feel like it's going to be hard getting work, though, there. It's like you're going to be very stressed. I don't know if it's maybe the job that you have is, like, very part-time or something, but it just seems I do see stress from money at first and feeling like you're not – and you might even get into the spiritual side of things for money, like doing readings or Reiki or something. You're going to go into the metaphysical side to make money. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes, that's the reason why I'm going down there. Because I'm doing training in Hios, which is hands-on healing and Reiki, and also Rohan, which is the therapy side. You get into it's removing deep blockages, like even on the cellular level. So I'm going down there for my spiritual schooling, you could say, I guess. Plus, I'm a nurse. I mean, I'm going to school. I haven't finished the nursing yet. So I'm basically going down there for studies.
But
I'm a medical assistant right now, and I do phlebotomy. You know, I draw blood and stuff. So the jobs are really, I've been looking online, and it's real tough.
Yeah, so that's why I do get the energy. And I can't even pick up your energy now. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, because it seems like when you get there, you're kind of lower. You're going to kind of lower financially than what you're used to, but then you pick up and you start living well there, middle of 2009. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But see, I predict that, I mean, the economy is just only going to get worse, and I hate saying that because I don't want everyone to say it and manifest it. So you're not going to be on a high horse for a while. I don't think anybody is, you know, right now, at least anybody middle class. So.
Right, I didn't think so. The only thing is I'm worried about my lawsuit money because I have intentions of buying my home with that, and that's really worrying me. I'm trying to finish it up now, and they're just dragging it along, so I'm like, when is this going to be over?
I think it'll be over soon.
Soon?
I think it's going to be over soon. Well, not like days, weeks. It'll be months from now, but and it's going to be, you'll be in North Carolina when it is. Maybe you just moved there or something. Are you staying with somebody there?
No, my stepfather has family down there, and I spoke to him about renting a place until I can buy a house.
Okay, well, yeah, you rent first. That's what I feel. You get your money when you're there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they're telling me now, they're trying to get it over by Christmas. So somebody's telling me stories.
I don't think you get it by Christmas.
No, huh?
Okay. Yeah. You get it soon, though. I mean, I get it soon. Like, but I don't know. I don't think it's Christmas, though. I think why it's so hard, though, is because you should already have the money, and they're the ones, their free will, and their, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the other side is being kind of reluctant right now.
Yes. They should already have it. Yep.
I didn't even know. I mean, I heard that, $200,000, and now, they're playing games with me. So I don't know. I'm just getting really frustrated now.
Yeah, that's why I think it's not quite over just yet, though.
Okay.
But it will be soon. It will be soon, and then you'll have your money, and then, you know, it's like, oh, you can just put that all in the past, that behind you.
I was planning by March to be down there, so now, it kind of puts a kink in my plans.
Oh, no, you'll still be there by March.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
That's a good thing, because I can't wait. I want to be there now. If I could just walk there, I would.
No, not this weather.
I never want to be somewhere so desperately.
Yeah, if you want to wiggle your nose.
Yeah, I just so desperately want to be there already.
You're going to love it there. You will, and you're going to have love there and everything else. So, I mean, I definitely, I think it'll get a lot better, but it just seems like, I mean, this is just more of like a year prediction. I think the first 5-6 months of 2009 are not going to be really good for anybody, and I hate saying it, but it seems like a lot of just trials and tribulations for everybody financially. So
digging out the old, bringing in the new.
Yep. So just hang in there, girl, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We're going to take our next call. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Gosh, it sucks because everybody, you know, financially having problems. And just, okay, so let's take this next number. It's going to be 561. Hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Sorry for making you wait on the line so long. I appreciate your patience.
Okay. Well, I've been seeing a man for a few months now, and I'm I'm starting to see a little side to him. Started yesterday. He had a sort of a temper tantrum and threw a pen at my wall. And then tonight he acted very immature and hung up on me. And I sent him an email that I appreciate his behavior. And if he can't treat me with respect and, you know, kindness, not to call me at all. So I'm a little disappointed in his behavior right now, and I just wanted to see what you thought of this man.
What's his name?
Lou.
You know, to be honest, what sucks about this is that's just who he is. Like, when I pick up on him, you know, he goes through these stubborn moments where he doesn't have his way. He has anger issues. I feel like with him, he's had a childhood
mm-hmm.
that was hard on him. I mean, I see something is
like
not chemically balanced right in, with him as far as anger goes.
Like he lashes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a chemical imbalance of some sort. Like it's an issue. It's a problem. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not just like, it's not like this would be a once, a one-time thing and that he could just change this on command. I think it's something he would have to really dig deep within himself to change. And being that he's, an older man and he's had many years to be this way, I highly doubt he'll be able to change.
But it's not over for you two. I don't see the thing is I don't see if you'd ask, okay, is this a breakup? I definitely see your relationship going on longer. But I don't think this will be the only time he does this is the problem.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think we're gonna break up over this?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
No. He can be very sweet, too, when he wants to be. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy by any means. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I just think he's got some dysfunctional things from the past that have kind of created this anger issue. But I don't think he would harm you, though. Do you think he would harm her, Joel?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say that because, when I pick up on him, can you get a guy that's going to treat you better? You can, but I don't think that, I think that you're going to allow some of this behavior. He's going to say, I'm sorry, and be very sweet, and you're kind of, he'll sucker his way back in kind of thing. So it's more choice on what you want to allow because I think you can get better than him, but I do also feel a connection between you two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really choice on what you want to do. That's what's hard.
I'm so mad because last night when he did this, my son, who's 12, was in the other room with the door shut, and I've been having problems with my son. He just recently went to live with his dad a few months ago, and he knows that I have this, and he knows that my son was in the other room, and that's what really angers me the most is that my son was here, and I don't need my son to be going through this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He never said he was sorry. I made a whole big turkey and everything. And then today I kept thinking I should have just thrown him out of my house, and that would have, it would have taught him a lesson that you can't treat me like this. But I allowed it, like you just said. I am allowing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He treated me worse. So I'm thinking. I said to my girlfriend on the phone, I allowed it. That's why tonight he treated me worse because he figured, he'll put up with that.
Exactly. That's why. That's why the way you're going now, will you be together? Yeah. But will you be in pain the whole time and hurt? Yes. Is it worth it? No, absolutely not. You can find a guy that will not do that. You know what I mean? I think with you, you've had such bad luck with men in your past. You deserve, you're a good woman. You deserve a good guy. Like, I feel like you do so much for your men, and they start taking advantage of it. And you've already experienced that from your son's father. You've already experienced that from other relationships. So you already know what you're headed. You're smart. You already know where this is going to head. So it's one of those things. I'm telling you now, it's a lot about manifesting this year, people. It really is. Like, it's really about what you allow. You've allowed it before, and look at the outcome of every past relationship. You already know the outcome of this one. It's more or less, do you want to keep going and drag it on to see what the outcome, to see if you're right? Because you will be, but he's going to do something very sweet and try to reel you back in. And it will honestly be choice on what you do. But I do psychically think you'll go back. I do.
So how long do you think this will go on before I finally say, get out of my life and leave me alone?
I think he's going to pull something again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to pull something again.
So how long do you think this nonsense will go on? What, until a few more months? Until I get rid of it?
Well, I think a total of about 6 months. This relationship feels like a total of about 6 months. And you say you already had three, right?
Wow, that's amazing. I would let that go on that long.
But because he's not going to always act that way. He does bursts and lash outs. So he will be good and then have a burst, an outburst.
So you think I'll actually just throw him out of my house?
Yeah. I do. You eventually just be like, get out of here. And he's going to be sad. I feel like he'll be sad. But it's just one of those things. It's the best thing for you.
Yeah.
And your kid.
Yeah, I can't have it. I'm trying to better myself. I just started school a few months ago, and I can't. And I find we don't have a whole lot in common. All he wants to do is have sex. And I'm like, my God, there's more to life than just sex. He just wants to, we don't seem to have the same interests or hobbies. Or I'm a vegetarian. He's a big meat eater. He likes rock and really heavy metal music. I like jazz. You know, it's like we're very, very different. I mean, we do have a spiritual connection. I feel like we do. But that's about it. I don't feel like, I love to read. He likes to sit and watch TV. So it's like.
Yeah, it's different. There's millions of men out there. You'll find someone that's good. You'll find a good guy. But as long as you keep this energy going, huh?
How long do you think it'd be before I find somebody else?
See, this is the problem, though. It's really, I'm telling you, you don't realize how much you're creating this energy to come back in by allowing it. Because the longer you allow this energy, all it's going to do is it's like a twister. This energy will keep coming, and then it's going to create the next guy to be the same type of guy. Have you noticed you get the same kind of guys coming into your life? This is more of a lesson for you. You got to stop this now.
Yeah,
so you
I know.
It's like it's weird. There's a feeling to say, okay, I don't want this or I won't allow this. Because you don't want this, but you haven't truly said, I will not allow this. Because if you would, you would have threw him out the first minute he showed his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I don't know. You know what it is? I haven't been working and I feel really insecure. And he's been buying groceries and being around.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel more secure instead of being here by myself. It's not like he's paying my bills. He really isn't. But it's just having somebody there. It's making me
feel. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Don't you want a man that's going to do your groceries, rub your back, serve you dinner? I mean, I'm saying once in a while because that's what you do for your man. So it's not like he's doing all these things and you're not putting any of the effort out. You know what I'm saying? You have to really realize what you allow. What's more important, the groceries and the what he just did, or the groceries and the man that's not going to do that and that's going to love your son and that's going to be, you know, family? And you got to remember that too. Remember who you are, because buying the groceries it's hard. We've all been in vulnerable states, and that's what sucks with everything. We've all been in vulnerable states. But I think, though, if you allow it, it's just going to continue, and you might as well just stop it now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So we're about ready to wrap. Do we have any callers? I know we're about ready to wrap.
No. Well, yeah, we have 3 minutes. But pretty much, I think a lot of times when people might ask questions about certain things, and honestly, there's so – it's really – you a lot of time, and it's really becoming this, what you put out you will create. And I know sometimes people think, well, I put out such good and nothing ever come, you know what I mean, it doesn't come. It might not come today or tomorrow, but it is eventually going to come out. And notice the relationships you have in your life. You continue to attract the same type of people. So that's when you got to stop and go, wait a minute, I will no longer attract this. This is what I want. And you'll start creating that and getting what you want. Because I'm telling you now, there are good guys out there. I know it's hard to find. I know,
but
it's very hard.
I notice with me, I'll go, gosh, I don't want to attract this type of person anymore. I don't want, and all I keep focusing on is what I don't want to attract.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, what happens is we keep saying, I don't ever want to date a guy like him again. And we're putting all of our energy towards a guy like him. And then next thing you know, he shows up just in a different body, you know? So
mm-hmm.
You got to start focusing on what you do want in a relationship and what you do want in a man.
Okay, MS Smokey, she keeps writing about her house. My house, will I get it? Here's the thing is, I don't see this house. I don't see you having the finances for this house. I don't see you being able to just get this house. So I'm getting more of a no on this. But at the same time, in the future, you can have this house. But it's not now. So keep your eye on the prize, so to speak. But it's definitely not something that I see right now.
Okay, I think we're about out of time. So we should probably let everybody once again know where to find Nancy. I think they all do. NancyMaps.com. And then if you would like to further up and get a reading with us, or just check out some of the things we have on our website, you can go to contactpsychics.com. We'll be here December 22nd doing predictions for 2009. I don't know if we'll have open. I think we might towards the end of the show have open lines so people can call in and get predictions for their upcoming year. or, you know, for their life in the upcoming year. That's always fun. I always like to do that, is get a year. In fact, Nancy is my psychic, and I am Nancy's psychic. Every psychic needs a psychic, too, and it's so funny. I actually call her every year and get a year prediction, and it's so wonderful, and she is so good. Nancy, I love her. She is so accurate.
Okay,
everything.
Bye, guys. Christina, we have 2 seconds. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.